And when you first cut the hay, you know, and you rake it up in little, let it dry and rake it up in little piles, what do you call those little piles that you have in it?
Well, they are your windrows. You windrow it into rows mm-hmm. where the baler can pick it up.
Well, before they had the baler, let's say it's something on heap or coil or shock or...
Well, you would call it a heap.
Uh-huh. What sort of animals did you have?
Well, we would have the mules and the horses and the cattle and the hogs and a billy goat or two and some chickens.
Where did you keep all of these? Where did the cattle stay?
They were stayed in the lot, what we call a lot. A lot is a fenced-in area around your barn.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had the pastures outside of that at where they were kept. Some of the milk cows that had gone dry stayed out in the pastures, and then you have separate pastures to turn your calves in during the day
mm-hmm.
to keep them away from the cows. And then you let the cow into the lot, and then we'd carry it on into a stall. And you let the calf in and start milking.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a fenced-in place out in the pasture where you could leave the cows overnight?
In a corral.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear something of a milk gaff or a cow pen or something?
Yeah, like cow pen. Most of it was around the barn, but some people had pen. It was called a cow pen.
Mm-hmm.
It had gap going into the cow pen.
The gap is
you'd have a barbed wire fence
mm-hmm.
around your milk pen, and then you would have a gap. A gap is just take part of the wire down and put it on a stick where you could put it back up when you come out, and this is mm-hmm. called a gap.
Where did you keep the horses?
Horses stayed out in the pasture. Till we got ready to ride them, then we'd probably shut them up in the lot where we could catch them.
Mm-hmm. What about the hogs? Where would you?
Well, we had separate pig pens.
Mm-hmm.
Pens, called pig pens. And we had some fattening pens that you would put the pigs in to get them off of the ground. You'd get them on wood
mm-hmm.
where you could clean them out, feed them feed, and it would clean out. Get all the grass and stuff out of.
Mm-hmm.
They were called pig pens. The fattening pen was called this clean out pen.
Mm-hmm. Say, a farm nowadays where you've had a lot of milk cows and sold the milk and butter.
Well, you would call that a dairy farm now.
Did you ever use that word dairy to refer to anything else besides a commercial farm?
No, I don't think so.
Where did you used to keep the milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
Well, the milk, if you wanted to not spoil that day, we would put it in a bucket and let it down in the cistern in the cold water.
Mm-hmm.
Or else carry it down into a stream, the creek, where it had cool running water, and it would get the milk cool and maybe last another day or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I always let me some down in the cistern where I'd have some cool buttermilk to drink.
Mm-hmm. What was that bucket you mentioned? What was that made out of?
It would be just aluminum, I meant maybe a galvanized
mm-hmm.
a pail. Be the milk bucket. Or maybe it would be a gallon bucket, which we called molasses can. Back in these days, it would be a molasses bucket. We raised Louisiana sugar cane and made molasses, a syrup, every year. And we had a lot of buckets that was left over or something that we would empty during the year from eating molasses.